Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Edgar Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Brown. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Brown steals second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Webster strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vaughn. Brown scores. James moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phelps scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jacoby scores. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Randy Vera's now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Webster steals second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deer throws the ball into Diaz, who tags James trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brown scores. Webster scores. It's 5-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Spears reaches second base with a double. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Eden's now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive beyond first. Phelps can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brock reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Indians. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Webster. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3-2. James is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phelps moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phelps scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Bob Sebra now pitching. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phelps scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webster strikes out. 1 out. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. James is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. James hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. James reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Sviam now playing first base. Chuck Krim now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Stan Jefferson now playing left field. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz misplays the ball. That's an error on Diaz. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webster hits a pop-up towards first. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. James is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Parker reaches second base with a double. Doug Jones now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jefferson. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spears is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.